And the WEBO Morning Show, very pleased to welcome this morning from the Tioga County Chamber of Commerce, Sabrina Henriquez. Good morning, Sabrina, and welcome.
Good morning.
Also, Giovanni Scringi. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Matt. How are you? Good morning, Tioga County.
Well, let's go ahead. We're going to dive right in and talk a little bit about the Tioga County Chamber's 2026 economic forecast. Who would like to go and start off talking about that?
Yeah, very exciting. So every year, the Tioga County Chamber puts on an economic forecasting event where we kind of set the tone for data-driven discussion regarding what is going on in Tioga County, Southern Tier, New York State, and the national economy, and where we move over the course of the next year, potentially.
Now, this is for not only Tioga County, but also encompasses the region and the state as well for the upcoming year, as well as the nation, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So there's a lot to it. And how is that done? Is there a comparison overall?
Sure. So basically what we generally do is we look at national, state, and local level data, get a sense of where we are in comparison to year over year, take into other account things like changes in interest rates, changes in unemployment, changes in different job sectors and industries, some particular interesting discussions this year regarding things like tariffs and others that impact the cost of goods and services that consumers buy every day, and talk about where that potentially can move us over the next year as it relates to economic growth or recessionary periods.
Very good. Now, when is this event?
It is going to be on February the 19th from 2 to 5, and it's actually going to be held at Tioga Downs this year. Very excited to bring it back there. I think we've had at least two there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So very excited to be back at Tioga Downs. And yeah, it'll be February 19th from 2 to 5.
Now, there is a cost?
There is. So for members, it's $25. For non-members, I believe it's $35. We also still have sponsorship opportunities. So definitely get in on that. One of the big drivers of this is it's actually being led by the Federal Reserves. This is the first time that the Federal Reserves have given a presentation in Tioga County. So super excited that he and I were able to secure them coming up from New York City. And yeah, very excited about this event. I can't wait to hear what he has to say and go forward with that.
Now, again, the thing will be held from 2 until 5. And if somebody wants to go and attend this, you said there's going to be some light food. And how would they go and sign up?
Go to www.tiogachamber.com. You can also call our office at 607-687-7335. And if you need me, you know, most people know how to get a hold of me. But yeah, I'm very happy to answer any questions. We've had quite a bit of interest in this. I'm already sold 73 tickets as of Friday. So we definitely expect to sell out. So definitely get in touch with us soon.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of information that's going to be put there. Now, who might be the most benefiting from this event? Who would benefit the most from it?
Honestly, I'm going to say everyone, right? I mean, they're touching on everything from, you know, those kitchen table conversations that you're going to be having to, you know, your corporations and what you're planning on doing in the future, those retail businesses, your manufacturing businesses, all those that have to, you know, deal with the tariffs and things like that. So this really is an event that goes literally from the kitchen table to boardrooms.
Very nice. Well, let's switch gears here. And what are some of the other events that are going on with the chamber right now?
Well, as you know, we did the ribbon cutting for the incubator itself. So right now we are opening up that. We are looking for entrepreneurs, startups, and those type of businesses to see where the interest is. Just picked up a $10,000 donation on Saturday, actually, to kind of get that, you know, going as well with equipment and things like that from Liz Wagner. Aside from that, then we carry on into our golf event, which is going to be, I believe that's what, May 15th. And that hopefully will be with the Bears. I think they're called the Black
The Binghamton Black Bears, the hockey team.
Yeah, so we are trying to do a play with the players with them. So I'm super excited. Right now we're working on kind of a theme of the 1950s because, frankly, that's my favorite time.
And that's going to be at the Links.
That will be at the Links. And then, of course, we have our annual awards ceremony that we're working on right now. We're finishing up all the votes that we got in from 25 just to work on that and name those businesses and, you know, honor them. We got some 50-year businesses to honor and things like that. We also have, we've done a great job with our workshops in 25. I don't know if you were able to see that, but you know, we have these Legal Edge. We will continue doing that. We are also going to be doing our nonprofit workshop series, which has been very, very successful, but we're also going to be adding some marketing. You know, businesses are asking a lot of questions about AI and, you know, working on websites and things like that. I'm also worked with BU this year. I actually got some interns from BU that helped us with some of the marketing with the chamber. So we're going to be looking to do a lot more on that front too.
All right. Now, if somebody wanted to go and get more information on any or all of this, where would they go again?
www.tiogachamber.com. And of course, you can always reach out to me, 607-687-7335.
Now, you mentioned the awards for 2026. When is that going to be held?
We are actually looking to hold that probably in April.
Okay. And do you have any idea where that's going to be?
Probably at Tioga Downs again. They're just such a great organization. It's very easy to work with them. And they're usually our presenting sponsor on that event as well.
Very good. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with two of the members of the Tioga County Chamber of Commerce. President Sabrina Henriquez is here. Also, Giovanni Stingy is going to also be with us. And we talked a little bit about the Tioga County Chamber's 2026 Economic Forecast. And that event is going to be coming up. It's going to be on February 19th from 2 until 5 at Tioga Downs in Nichols. $25 the cost for members, $35 for non-members, and you can register for that online at TiogaChamber.com. We also talked about some of the other events going on with the Chamber, including the incubator here in WECO. Their golf event coming up, play golf with the players at the Links. That'll be May 15th, and several workshops that are going to be offered. They have three of them. A legal workshop, a nonprofit workshop, and a business and marketing workshop with an emphasis on AI. Now, we talked again also about how to go and contact the Chamber at TiogaChamber.com. And we also hit on awards for 2026 coming up sometime in April at Tioga Downs. As we start wrapping things up here, we'll start off with Giovanni. Any parting thoughts for today?
Appreciate you, Matt. And thanks for all your listeners here in Tioga County. Just to bring it back to the forecasting event real quick. It's pretty exciting because the head presenter is actually going to be Kartik Athreya. He's actually the Director of Research and Statistics for the New York Federal Reserve. So this is the first time actually that the New York Fed is actually going to be presenting in Tioga County. And secondly, even though there are an incredible amount of opportunities to be able to sponsor and assist with the event, I would be remiss if we didn't point out that SUNY Broome is actually our main sponsor for the event. And without them, it definitely would not have been possible. So want to thank them as well as all of the other incredible Tioga County and Southern Tier businesses and nonprofits and chamber members that have really stepped up to make this happen.
All right. Very good. Sabrina, any parting thoughts today?
To kind of piggyback on that, this is also a partnership with Tioga State Bank. So because the Federal Reserve actually monitors banks, we had to find another presenting sponsor, which is where SUNY Broome kind of stepped in. So this has actually been a long relationship with Tioga State Bank as well. And then obviously, you know, thank you to all of our other sponsors. Thank you to WEBO for all that you guys do to support the chamber. And yeah, that's all I really have to say. And thank you for that save, Giovanni.
There you go. I think she owes you lunch now. I'm just saying. If you missed any portion of this interview, I've recorded it. Lucky you. You can listen to it back at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's 9:50. Good morning.